This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump won Republican contests in Idaho, Missouri, and Michigan on Saturday, and he'll likely net another 122 delegates on his march toward winning the Republican nomination. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Trump had already won last Tuesday's Michigan primary, the first stage of the state GOP's quirky two-step delegate selection process. This weekend, Trump swept the Michigan caucuses, winning all 39 national convention delegates. With Super Tuesday approaching and a massive trove of delegates from 15 states and American Samoa at stake, Trump appears close to wrapping up the nomination. Michigan Republican Chair Pete Hoekstra says with the caucuses over, the stage here is reset.
It's kind of the launching. It's win in November.
Michigan is a critical swing state that Trump won in 2016, but lost 4 years later to President Joe Biden. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
U.S. military cargo planes dropped 38,000 meals into southern Gaza on Saturday. It's the first in what's expected to be many such relief efforts. The U.S. planned the drop after about 100 Palestinians were killed Thursday as they struggled to get supplies from an aid convoy. Israel says they were killed when they rushed the aid trucks, but critics say Israeli forces shot the Palestinians. Jan Eglund of the Norwegian Refugee Council says the situation on the ground is screaming for a ceasefire.
I have in my many years as a humanitarian worker never seen a population so bombarded over such a long time in such a crowded area with no escape.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was in Toronto Saturday for a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, a reception that followed the meeting was canceled because the venue was blocked by pro-Palestinian protesters.
Meloni and Trudeau agreed to establish the Canada-Italy roadmap for enhanced cooperation. In a joint statement, they said the deal would further deepen political, economic, and strategic ties between their two countries. That roadmap would set out plans for cooperation over the next 3 to 5 years, including the areas of energy security, climate change, biodiversity, and migration. They said they plan to review progress at a meeting in Italy in June. For her part, Meloni highlighted support for Ukraine and concern over the fighting in the Middle East. Their dinner reception was canceled when hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked the entrances to the Art Gallery of Ontario, where the reception was to be held. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A meteorologist says the winter storm hitting California and Nevada right now is as bad as it gets. Forecasters are saying that as much as 10 feet of snow may fall at higher elevations in the Sierra Nevadas in California and Nevada. A 300-mile stretch of the mountains is under a blizzard warning through Sunday. You're listening to NPR News. South Dakota lawmakers want voters to decide whether the state could add a work requirement as a condition for Medicaid eligibility. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports, the question will appear on the November ballots.
State lawmakers resisted Medicaid expansion for years, but voters passed a referendum putting it into the state constitution in 2022. It covers those making $42,000 or less for a family of four. Republican Representative Tony Venhuizen says not everyone in the expansion population is working.
They're able-bodied, working-age adults, and so they certainly could be working. A lot of them probably are, but they don't have to be. That's not a requirement of Medicaid expansion right now.
The plan would exempt people with disabilities. Critics say the paperwork will burden those who qualify and the businesses where they work. Most South Dakota healthcare groups oppose the idea. For NPR News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
History was made Saturday night when LeBron James hit 40,000 points in his NBA career. He reached the milestone when he hit a layup with 10:39 left in the second quarter of the LA Lakers game against the Denver Nuggets. He received a standing ovation at the next timeout. LeBron entered the game needing just 9 points to hit the 40,000-point mark. Mushers lining up for the competitive start of the annual Iditarod dog sled race in Alaska will be able to grab light-up harnesses and collars for their dogs. The race is placing a greater emphasis on safety after 5 dogs died and 8 others were injured in collisions with snowmobiles during training before the event. 38 teams will begin the race that runs for more than 1,000 miles across the rugged terrain of Alaska. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.